Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message.
Nah.
Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What's good? What's good? What's good, humanity? Yeah. Oh man, put a smile, put a smile, put a smile all the way up from Miles. Put that Captain Morgan stance on. The devil is our footstool. We're gonna get the rest of the crew up in here. Grab your tea, grab your coffee. We got a little keyboard warriors flow going in, but just checking in. Namaste, namaste. Checking in, we are closing up those karmic cycles. They've got 30 days, less than 30 days to prove they're worthy, if we should take them into the next moon cycle or not, because that's how we're keeping time right now. Moon cycles, just praising God, going back to what is El Natural, organic. So we're going to have a fantastic Age of Aquarius, bringing in this all this unconditional love. Just pouring it out for everybody, raising the vibration. Raising the vibration, good vibe nation. Yogi Club, Yogi Club. Praise angels, praise ancestors. All the karmics, we forgive you.
You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlamagne.
Twin flame, we forgive you.
You gon' make me go out of my fucking way.
We got way too much partying to go.
I drove here in a rave playing.
So let's go, let's go, let's go.
I'm not sure what it was that really
breathe,
made
stretch,
y'all mad, but
shake.
I guess this is what I gotta do.
Put
to
that
make
smile
y'all
on.
I mean,
the devil is our footstool. And all the derivatives, gremlins that wanna be underneath that satanic cult, whatever you wanna call it. All of them.
Cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour.
Ooh.
Is that a world tour or
a
your girl's
tour?
Ooh. I know that you gotta be a thug
Ooh.
For her. This ain't what she meant when
Stiff
she
arm.
Told you to open up more.
Yeah. Archangel
Trigger
Michael
fingers,
with the sword.
Twitter fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Karate. You're
getting body
chop,
by
chop,
singing,
chop.
Nigga.
Chuck Norris, Roundhouse, kick that
out. I'm not the type of nigga that
type
of niggas.
Ooh.
And shout out all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas.
Oh,
make sure you hit them with
you
the
can't take
up.
Us out. Immortality, we haunt you.
I did another one. I did
praise
another
God,
one.
Praise God.
Still ain't did shit about the other one. Got
the it is the time
to
troll
to
the
back.
Trolls.
Yeah. Going bad.
It
back.
Is what it
I
is.
Got the drink in me going bad.
Pouring the love
back.
On. The light
yeah.
irritating
I'm going
the demons.
Bad
Ooh.
I don't want to hear about this ever again.
Ooh.
Not even when she tell them that they better as friends.
Keyboard
Not
warriors
even
coming up, coming up,
again.
Coming up. Namaste. Just getting the day again. Getting the groove on. Wherever, whatever timeline you're on. Past, present. Future.
What I'm trying to make a sound.
Wherever you are, we are grateful.
What you do for fame or what you
keep
do
raising
freedom,
the vibration.
Check them for a while.
Keep stiff arming.
Please.
The gremlins,
please
those low vibes.
Me, please.
High stepping. Notice
one,
when you high step,
who's a real nigga
you go right
one,
over
please.
Them. And you get some good
Somebody
leg workout
me.
In also.
I'm talking ballsy and Guanajuato.
The stride gets stronger.
Days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon'
the
they gon' ask
better.
If I can play the shit back to back.
Ooh.
Yeah, they want it back to back.
Ooh.
They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Six, six, six.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Namaste. Keyboard warriors, Twitter fingers out there. Those that sit at the office, desk yoga, things of that nature, where we just find ourselves in sedentary states for long periods of time. We just want to check in, how's the circulation of our body, of our breath, and most importantly, of our mind. Are we getting stale? Are we getting caught up on one thought? Or are we letting things just flow naturally? So just checking in,
as you're sitting down at your desk, going throughout your day, maybe you're in the car, but just checking in, we want to look at the fingers, stretch the fingertips. So taking the right hand, extending it straight forward, palm facing up, take your left hand, grab the pinky of your right hand, and just gently pulling that pinky towards your torso with the palm of that right hand facing up, fingers facing away from you. And then we're just starting from the pinky, working our way to the ring finger, middle finger, index, thumb, and just pulling gently each index and other finger appendix towards your body, just stretching out the palm, giving some breathing apparatus room to your hands, to your body, sending some awareness to possibly some areas of the body that we don't always do on a normal day-to-day basis. So as you get your right hand, then move over towards the left hand and checking in also with the forearm. Is the forearm a little bit tight as the arm's extending? If so, we can gently bend the elbow or we can straighten it out. Breathing, working with the breath, using the breath to knead out any tension within our muscles. And then from there, checking in, how's the elbows feeling? The shoulders, are our shoulders hunched forward? Are we leaning forward towards the computer, towards our technology device, or wherever we're at? Are we just hunched over like the hunchback of Notre Dame? If so, we wanna sit up nice and erect, or as much as we can, and possibly just roll the shoulders back, giving that counter flush for circulation, giving some spike to the nervous system as we take a little bit of a back bend, lifting up through your heart center, and just noticing the concave and convex motions that our spine can create as we work with our breath. That's the most important thing as we're sitting in sedentary motion, in motion, out of motion for long periods of time throughout our day. We just wanted to know, how's the breath moving? Is it getting a little stale? Are we trying to solve a problem and then our mental throughput is getting caught up on that problem, and then we sort of lose that connection with our body, with our breath, to just keep us nourishing? It's like driving behind the wheel and just, I don't know, thinking about the song that's on the radio versus staring at the road, looking at what's going on in your environment, having that dual, multifaceted perception of what's going on. And it's more or less like juggling the thought, juggling the energy. It's like, how's my breath doing? Okay, breath's all right. And go back to the thought and going back and forth, because the mind will always have bookmarks, will always have placeholders of different tasks that we're working on. So we can essentially, just like a program, create these sub-processes, multi-thread thoughts, and just start it off. So it's like, hey, I gotta brush my teeth, start that thought of a thread, and then as I'm working towards the bathroom and getting dressed, I've got that bookmark placeholder to always check back in, like, hey, let me brush my teeth as I'm close to the bathroom, as I've got this opportunity right here, let me get it there. And then as I'm brushing my teeth, check back in, how's the spine, how's the breath, any muscles that are aching. And it's just constantly going back and forth, similar to like your car. Your car's doing constant little diagnostics. You've got all these different CPUs and modules. So the same thing's going on in our body, except we have living cells that can speak to us. We just need to be perceptive to our intuition and perceptive, most importantly, just to what's going on in our body. That's why it's great to close your eyes and internalize how you're feeling. Close your eyes, roll those shoulders back, pull them forward, stretch the fingertips. And then as we go in through the shoulders, check in with the neck. How's the neck feeling? Is it rolling left? Is it rolling right? Are we wearing a headset a long time? Can we shuffle our hair around a little bit? Just get some breathing room. And as we're sitting at the keyboard for long periods of time, just want to be cognizant of what's going on in our body, of what we're consuming, how much water we're consuming, how many other liquids we're consuming, and understanding that when we go to the restroom, we're pretty much starting back at square zero. Yeah, there might be some still filtering within the body, but just have that mental thought put of, you just started back at square zero, so get some hydration back in your body. And then if you want to embellish with Lord knows a soft drink, hopefully a healthy one, but coffee, tea, anything aside from water, just make sure that you've got hopefully a higher concentration of water to nourish your body, and then drinking whatever else. And then understand that you need to be cognizant of how the color of your pee is, so you can be cognizant of how your body's naturally detoxing. And then just understand if you feel more sluggish as you are more depleted in fluids, or if you just notice how you feel when you have a lot of fluids in your body versus less fluids, a lot of food, less food, a lot of fruit, less fruit. Those little signs will help you give the key checks and balances you need to stay optimized throughout your day, so that you can sit and live at the desk for 20 years, whatever else you want to do. But understanding that you don't have to sit in the same chair, you might get comfortable. We always, it's good to always just like change your cubicle around, change your office space, just switch things, liven things up a little bit, maybe get a little plant. But understand that you don't have to sit in the same chair. You could have a Herman Miller $1,000 chair, $2,000 chair, but also a yoga block underneath your knees would do wonders. So you can get a little yoga practice at your desk, stretching the hip flexors, the thighs, doing anything from the knees, using the yoga blocks as some support to cushion your knees. And then also you can sit on a Swedish fitness ball to work the abdominal muscles, to get some gentle back bends, and just to keep the core stabilized as you're working on your computer, doing whatever you're on the desk, drawing. So there's all these little multifaceted assets that we can utilize to multitask throughout our day to make sure that we're constantly building up our body, stretching our body, and then also being as optimized as possible to do what we love, what our passion is, or the task at hand. So after we get the torso, checking with the hips, so a great way to stay stimulated and perceptive is to get the figure four stretches, which stimulate maybe a lot of stretching in the hips, the outer hips, to the point where that's enough jolt in your system to keep you lively awake, as you just had equivalent to, a double shot, triple shot, things of that nature from coffee or a 5-hour energy, B vitamins, B12s. So stretching in a figure four will allow you to get that low back and just back tension relief in general, help relieve some piriformis tension, hamstring tension in that leg that's crossed over, stretch out. You can massage your calf muscles, you can massage the fascia of your feet or that crossed leg, you can massage your knee and your shin. So it gives you a lot of opportunities do something else while you're sitting at the desk to really rehab and give some good recovery stretches and stimulation to your legs, the lower half of our body that is really crucial throughout our entire life. So 3 to 7 minutes, or just whenever you can spare a few seconds here and there, and try and compound as much as you can throughout your day. And then aside from the figure four stretches, crossing opposite ankle or the opposite knee, you can also just get a simple seated forward fold stretch, either from the Swedish ball or from the edge of your seat or a bench. And just since the hips are elevated, you'll be able to gently fold forward. And even if you're in a conference too, it's a great way to stretch the hamstrings without having to stand up, especially if you're networking and maybe just sitting on a panel and you're really limited in how far you can move, but you really, your body is aching for a stretch. So you can get that seated forward fold, and you can get the cross-legged opposite ankle over the opposite knee, which is a tremendous stretch, and you can still look proper and dignified on stage if you need to get this stretch in, and people won't know how great of a hip stretch you're getting. Well, they'll understand that you're treating your body with nourishing love, even though you're giving back to everybody else in that present moment. You're still present with what you need to make sure that you're as optimized as possible so that you can produce the knowledge and share the knowledge with others around you. And that way we're not falling asleep on the stage or at work in the office or driving a vehicle. We can stay engaged with our body, with our environment, stay kicking butt throughout our day. So stretching the fingertips, shoulders, checking with the neck, make sure that we're staying hydrated. See the forward fold, figure four, crossing the opposite ankle or the opposite knee. And of course, we can get some seated spinal twists, sitting nice and erect, energy coming out through the crown of our head, and then twisting to the left, twisting to the right, with our opposite hand coming on the outside of that opposite thigh, and just using that to rotate us on the exhales, deeper into the twist, rinsing out our organs, maybe cracking the spine a little bit, just giving a little bit more fluidity to our torso, stretching forward, backwards, left and right, to make sure that even if we're sitting down all day, that we can stay active, we can stay limber. And if you want to get some knee raises, some leg raises, that'll help you get some core workout in if you don't have a Swedish ball to sit on, so then you can always stay engaged with your legs. And even when you're burning the midnight hour, you can still get a good core workout in, especially if you're on all four knees, hands and knees. You can get some better, deeper leg stretches, but you can accomplish everything right from just sitting at your desk. So even though you're sitting at your desk or in a chair, you're not limited by any means. Just help expand this perspective of what's possible just right here. You've got a wealth of stretching tools and assets to utilize to keep yourself powerful throughout your day. And you don't have to change your clothes. You don't have to go to any type of gym or any guru per se. You just need to listen to your body, stretch those muscles, and then understand how you are nourishing your body with food, with water and drinks, and then with good thoughts, possibility. So namaste, peace, love. Do it up, keyboard warriors. Stay strong. Stay positive.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get a quick little vinyasa, aka flow, in right now. A little standing ovation wherever you are. Feet hip width apart. Relaxing those toes, wiggling them, wiggling them, wiggling them. Inhale the toes, lifting up off of the ground or towards the tops of your shoes, footwear. Then exhale, spread your toes back onto the ground surface. Evenly spaced, tippy toes. Try not to catclaw too much. Grounded on the four corners of the feet, big toe mound, little toe mound, and the heels. Feet 12 o'clock, outer shins are hugging in towards the center line. Neutralize that pelvis. Relax the shoulders. Inhale, sweep the arms up, deep breath in. Exhale, arms swan dive. Wide forward fold. Uttanasana. Let's get a little ragdoll here. Feet hip width apart. Opposite hand grab, opposite elbow. You can sway side to side. Breathing into those hamstrings. You can bend one knee at a time. You can sway side to side. You can interlace your hands at the low back. For a little shoulder opener, tossing the hands up and over. Here for six. Five, four, three, dos, uno, Drop the hands down if they're not already on the ground. Slight bend in the knees and just slowly rolling up to a stand. Head coming up last. Tadasana, rise all the way up. Sweep the arms up. Deep breath in. Slight back bend. Full back bend if you're feeling it. Then exhale back. Swan dive. Arms wide. Forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Hands could be on your thighs. Side of the thighs. Shins or on the ground. Exhale, plant your hands, step it back, high plank. Pressing forward as far as you can in this high plank. Feeling this true north Tadasana pose in this geometric plane. And at a five count, let's lower all the way down to the ground. 4, 3, 2, 1, all the way down to the ground. Untuck the toes, tops of the feet press into the mat. Palms can come underneath the elbows, hugging close to the ribs. Inhale, cobra pose, or upward facing dog if you're feeling it. And then exhale back. Resting your face or the side of the cheek on one side, just letting your heartbeat feel into the mat. Inhale, cobra, this time lifting your hands, letting your hands, palms float, hover. Tops of the feet press into the mat. Kind of lift your heart, sternum off the ground. 3, 2. Exhale, lower your heart back to the ground. Planting the palms back underneath the elbows. Elbows stacked right over the wrist. Inhale to your upward facing dog, holding here for 3. Shoulders rolling back. 2. Pressing into the tops of the feet so much that that waist starts to just hover and sway side to side. Just like a little teeter and totter, metronome. Then exhale, tailbone up and back to your downward facing dog. Bend one knee at a time, walking your dog out here. Flutter your lips on the exhales. Holding your down dog for 3 breaths here. And that's your vinyasa, so inhaling high on the tippy toes, gaze between your thumbs. Combinations are for you to do any knees, the elbows here. You can jump forward, work on your burpees, or you can go forward, shift forward to high plank. If you're into push-ups, you can get push-ups. So that's how you can interweave your vinyasa. Vinyasa's flow, so you're moving from poses. So you think about that the next time you fall down. Get back up, come to all fours, high plank. Exhale, back to downward facing dog from where you are right now. Inhale, gaze between the thumbs. Step your feet in between your hands. Might as well get the forward fold while your feet are up here and while your head's lower than your heart, getting that gentle inversion so you get fresh oxygenated blood towards the head. And then maybe you can bring the feet hip-width apart and revisit that forward fold ragdoll pose so you can get a little hamstring stretch right here as you're in a forward fold, wearing whatever clothes you are throughout the day, wherever you are throughout the day, whatever environment, no studio needed, no gym needed, no watchers needed. And then from that forward fold, you just gently soften your knees because you don't want to snap up. You don't know how the spine is. You don't know how the muscles are. You just want to gradually rise back up before you get going, before you get everything all warmed up. It's just like our cars. When it's cold out, we don't want to just jump in, turn the car on, and then just be skirting off as if the car was all warmed up, everything was all preheated. Cause more damage than good. So take your time. Roll all the way up. Stand Tadasana. And now we're in the Tadasana, just normal standing, walking, talking, moving, grooving. And if you find yourself doing a forward fold,
You always have that option to get a little stretch and also find yourself picking something off the ground, maybe get a plank, side plank, push-ups, and then you at least have some more adequate knowledge on how to get up and move from pose to pose, how to flow. Otherwise, you're looking like Mr. Roboto. So namaste, family. Namaste. Pep step, pepping in your step. GrandRising.yoga, aka yogiclub.org. Brought to you by the Most High, sponsored by yours truly. Just the ether, nothing. Because I don't know where this comes from, but praise God, praise our ancestors. This was all on you. Appreciate you. Namaste, loves.